Today's daf is Brachis daf Memtes, and we are three lines from the bottom of daf Memches Amid Beis Tanya Rebbe Eliezer Omer. Today's daf is being learned as a schos refuah shleima for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza. So the Gemara on the top of daf Memches Amid Beis told us the rest of the story as it relates to Birchas Hamazon. So Birchas Hamazon is made up of four brachas. The first bracha is Azona Sa'olam, which concludes Baruch Atah Hashem Azonos Hakol. The second bracha starts Noidelocha. It ends Baruch Atah Hashem Ala Oretz Vala Mazoin. The third bracha starts Rachim No Hashem Alekeinu Yisrael Amecha, and it ends Uvenei Yishlaim Rakaidish Meher Biyomenu Boinei Berachim Av Yishlaim Amen. And then the last bracha is the bracha of Hatoiv VaHametiv. And the Gemara said, Omer Rav Nachman, Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein the first bracha of Birchas Hamazon. When? B'shoshe yored lehem man. When the man fell down, the man, the pasuk refers to as being lechem, bread, even though it's a little confusing what exactly the man was, what it looked like, what it tasted like. I thought it tasted like whatever you wanted it to taste like. But if you go through the psukim in the Parshas Haman and Parshas Beshalach, the Torah clearly describes it as being bread. If it's bread, it requires Birchas Hamazon. Moshe Rabbeinu at that time was misakein the bracha of Azon. When the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua ben Nun was misakein to give shvach v'hidah after you eat on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael. He was misakein the second bracha, which in essence is hoidah on Eretz Yisrael. Noida l'cha Hashem alikeinu al shen chautu laviseinu Eretz chemda toivu uruchava. Dovud u'shloimoi were misakein a bracha for Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash, which incidentally, when Dovin and Shloimo were misakein the third bracha of Birchas Hamazon, at that point, the bracha was hoidah on the fact that we have Yerushalayim. It was Hoidah on the Beis HaMikdash. The Meshech HaGolos, that bracha converted into a little bit more of a tefillah. Uvenei Yerushalayim Rakodesh B'mehera B'yameinu. That's because we don't have Yerushalayim. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore. Then finally, Rav Nachman said that the bracha of Atoy V'Ameitiv, that was instituted many, many centuries later, that was instituted after the Harugei Beitar were buried, they were nitin l'kvura. It was at that point that we were Messiah in a fourth bracha, the bracha of Atoy V'Ameitiv. Either way, the Gemara is going to tell a little bit more of the rest of the story as it relates to Birchas Hamazon, and we'll see more about it in the raid portion of the daf. But we begin with a braisa. So it started with a statement of Rav Nachman, who was an Amora. We're going backwards. Now we have a braisa that begins with Rebbe Eliezer. Tanya Rebbe Eliezer, Oyma, Kol Shalayim Eretz Chem D'Toy V'Ruchava, B'Birchas Haaretz. If somebody says the second bracha, Birchas Hamazon, and he acknowledges the fact that Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael, but he doesn't describe Eretz Yisrael in that bracha as being an Eretz Chemda Toivo Urechava. Or, when he gets to the third bracha and he talks about Yerushalayim, he doesn't mention Umalchus Beis David Beboine Yerushalayim, Lo Yotza Yedechai Vasai. So it's Ma'akev to mention Eretz Yisrael as being an Eretz Chemda Toivo Urechava Bebirchas Haaretz, and it's Ma'akev to mention Malchus Beis David when you talk about Yerushalayim. Nochem Hazakin Omer, Nochem Hazak. And said, Tzorach sheyizkor ba bris, that when you mention the second bracha of Birchas Hamazon, so you mention the fact that Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael, you also have to acknowledge bris milah. Rabbi Yossi says, Tzorach sheyizkor ba Torah. You also have to mention the fact that Hashem gave us the Torah. Rashi says, because bris milah and the Torah are both somehow connected very much to Eretz Yisrael. Without Bris Milah, there's no Eretz Yisrael. Without the Torah, there's no Eretz Yisrael. And as a result, when we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, we're thanking Hashem, Al Shen Chalta Laviseinu Eretz Chem De Toivu Rechava. We also have to mention Bris Milah. We also have to mention the Torah, which is what we do. Va'al Brischa Shecha Samto Bivsareinu, that's Bris Milah. Va'al Torascha Shalimaditonu, Va'al Chukecha Shalidatonu. That's, of course, the Torah. Plima Yoimer, Plima added, he said that it's not enough to just mention Bris and just mention Torah, but there's an order in which you have to mention. Why? Because the Torah was given with three brisos. A very interesting Rashi here. The last Rashi in the Yomid that we won't talk about today, but Rashi says there were three times that Hashem made a covenant with Klal Yisrael. The first one was at Har Sinai. The second was at the end of the 40 years, Ba'arvas Moyov. Mishneh Torah, and then the last one was Bahar Grizin and Bahar Evel. But there's three brisos associated with the Torah, Vizu, but as it relates to Bris Mila, Nitnu B'shloish Esrei Brisos. 13 times the Torah says the word Bris in the Parashah of Mila. As a result, Bris Mila has to be mentioned before Torah. It's clearly Mochasha. 13 verses 3. Rab Abba Oimer, continuing along the brisa, Rab Abba said, Tzarech Sheyem B'hoidah, Tchil B'saif, that in the bracha that refers to Eretz Yisrael, you have to thank Hashem in the beginning of the bracha, and you have to thank Hashem at the end of the bracha. You have to make sure that for sure, at the very least, you thank Hashem once, meaning the katchila twice, but for sure, if someone's going to do it less than twice, it can't be less than once also. If somebody does say noida less than one time, that's very bad. And then he continued and said, if somebody ends the bracha of noida lecha, not alo aretz v'alamazin, which is the way we end it, but he says manchal aratzos, or if he ends the third bracha, so we end it boynei berachmar v'yishalayim ame. If he would end that umayshia es yisrael b'boynei yishalayim, I raise that board. That's also not good. So as it relates to umayshia es yisrael b'boynei yishalayim, that the Gemara is going to talk about. Why is someone a boor if he ends the second bracha with manchal aratzos? Because manchal aratzos is a general bracha that Hashem gives every nation its land. So the Romans have Rome, and the Americans have the United States, and every Medina, every Ummah has its land. That's not the point. The point is not Manchal HaRatzlis. The point is Al Ha'aretz V'Al HaMazin. It's referring specifically to Eretz Yisrael. So if someone makes it more inclusive, although it's a very nice Hoidah, but that's missing a little bit the point of the Bracha. The Bracha is not acknowledging that Hashem gives every Ummah a land. It's about Eretz Chemda Tovu Rechava. It's about V'Al Brischa Shechasam Tov Sereno V'Al Tiroscha Shelim Adetonu. If you appreciate the theme of the second bracha, it's very much we're Ummah Kedosha, we have this holy land. It has to be about Eretz Yisrael, so it has to be limited to Ala Eretz, meaning Eretz Yisrael, not more generally speaking, Manchal Aratzes. Rabbi continued and said that any person who mentions the second bracha and he doesn't say Bris, he doesn't say Torah, Bevirchas Aretz, Umalchas Des David, Bevoyne Yerushalayim, La Yotze Yedei Chayvase. As the Gemara says, Yele the Rabbi Lot, Rabbi Lom, Rabbi Yaakov, Acham Mishum, Rabbeinu, Koshal Yamar, Bris Vetayr, Bevirchas Aretz, Umalchas Des David, Bevoyne Yerushalayim, La Yotze Yedei Chayvase. Says the Gemara, one said, that when you say the bracha of Hatoiv HaMeitiv, which is the fourth bracha of Birchas HaMazon, you need to mention Malchus. Baruch Ata Hashem Elikeinu Melech HaOlam. And one man, the Amra said, "V'chadam ain't a tzricha malchus." As we're what's the machlokes? His man, the tzricha malchus, because of the rabban. The one that says you have to say malchus, he holds it's a bracha the rabban. So being that it's a bracha the rabbanon, it's like a new bracha. Meaning, even though it's the fourth of a series of four brachas, but the first three are deraisa, this one's derabanan. As a result, we look at it as a new bracha. Anytime you start a bracha, you say Baruch Ato Hashem Alikenu Melech Olam. Manda Amar in a tzricha malchus. The man that says you don't need malchus because of a deraisa. He holds like some of the sheetas we saw in the end of yesterday's daf that Atoiv HaMeitiv is not a derabanan; it's a deraisa. If it's a deraisa, it's just the fourth of a series of four brachas, all of which are on the same level, they're all deraisa. If that's the case, Atoiv HaMeitiv is treated as a bracha hasmucha lechavrita. A bracha hasmucha lechavrita, as we've seen, doesn't require a Baruch Ato Hashem Alikeinu Melech Olam. As a result, you wouldn't have to say Malchus. Before we go weiter, and the Gemara continues along this theme, so we just started with a braisa. And the braisa mentioned a few tanoim that don't come up that often in Shas. Started with Rebbe Eliezer, who's of course Rebbe Eliezer Agadol, who does come up often in Shas. The second Tana mentioned was Nochem Hazoke, okay, Rabbi Yossi, Plimoy, who appears in Shas from time to time, and finally Rab Abba. So there was a Tana Rab Abba that's mentioned here in this Braisa. So who's Rab Abba? If you take a look in the Maseres HaShas, Hach Tana, quoting the Aruch, who Rav. V'nikra b'shmoy Rab Abba ayin Aruch Erech Rav. So the Maseres HaShas says that the Tana Rab Abba that's mentioned in this Braisa is none other than the Amoira Rav. Now we know Rav's name wasn't Rav. The reason Rav was called Rav, the Rashbam says it in Bava Basra, Rashi says it in Masechet Hizbeya, is because he was Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Agoyla. So just like Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was referred to as Rabbeinu HaKadosh, so Rav was known as Rav. He was Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Agoyla. So what was his real name? His real name was Abba. Abba Aricha. He was very tall, and he was known as Abba Aricha. So here you have a Braisa that mentions Reb Abba, says the Aruch, knowing the rest of the story, that Rab's name is Abba. Oh, you want to know who this is? This Reb Abba is really the Amora Rav. And by the way, the Gemara said that what this Tana Rab Abba said was Messiah the Rabbi Law, Dom Rabbi Law, Om Rabbi Yaakov Barach Mishum Rabbeinu. And who was Rabbeinu throughout Masechtas Brachos? It was always Rav. Rabbeinu was usually Rav. So if Rabbeinu is Rav, it's not just the Messiah. Rab Abba stims with Rabbi Law said in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Barach and the name of Rabbeinu. It's the same. It all comes back to the same source. It's all Rav. But what's interesting then is that you have Rav mentioned in a Braisa. Rav mentioned in a Braisa. Rav was an Amora. Dami Roma not mentioned in Braisas. The Mishnayos and the Braisas are for the Tanaim. After the Chasimus HaMishnah, after all the Braisas, then you had all the Amora. Rav was an Amora. Now Rav is a Chiddush, because usually an Amora can't argue with a Tana. Rav is Tana Upalik. Even though he's an Amora, he could argue with a Tana. But this is a good trivia question. Where do you find an Amora mentioned in a Braisa? Where do you have Rav mentioned in a Braisa? Here you have Rav mentioned in a Braisa, which almost makes you feel like Rav is not merely an Amora that could argue with a Braisa, but as a Shtikal Atana, the fact that he's mentioned in the Braisa. Incidentally, Chavos Yor brings in a tshuva that in the Zohar HaKadosh there's a Rab Abba that's mentioned on a lot. And he says we have a Mesoira that the Rab Abba that's mentioned in the Zohar is the Amora Rav. So he's mentioned already in the Zohar, and there too he's referred to as Rab Abba. Regardless, here we have Rab Abba. So when you say the Baruch Uvnei Yerushalayim HaKadosh B'mher B'yameinu, Ma'u Chosin. How exactly are you supposed to end the brach? Rabbi Yois, that's the price of Binyan Yerushalayim. You're supposed to mention the idea of Binyan Yerushalayim. Boinei Yerushalayim Amen. Boinei Berachim of Yerushalayim Amen. You say Amen, but the point is, Binyan Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Huda, Omer Moshiach Yisrael. You mentioned Moshiach Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Moshiach Yisrael in Binyan Yerushalayim. Why would you say Moshiach Yisrael and not Binyan Yerushalayim? The theme of the third bracha is Yerushalayim, says the Gemara. Ele'ema, you're right. Rabbi Yitzchak, you demand Af Moshiach Yisrael. You mentioned Yerushalayim. You also mentioned the fact that Hashem is the savior of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Bar Avuna Iklal Be'Reish Kulusa. Rabbi Bar Avuna was once by the Reish Kulusa, and he benched for the Olam. Pasach Bechada. He started the third bracha, and he said, Rachim no Hashem al Yisrael amecha. V'sayim betarti. And then he concluded with two. Meaning, when we say Rachim, so we say Rachim no Hashem alakeinu ayisrael amecha v'yushalayim mirecha. We mentioned the fact, or in our case, we're davening, we're asking Hashem to have Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael, and to have Rachmanis on Yerushalayim. Rabbi Bar Avuna started with only one. He mentioned one of the two, and then when it came time to be Messiah, he said, Hashem is Moshiach Yisrael, and he's Boinei Yerushalayim. Am Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda said, Gevurta lemechtam betarti, Gevurta miloshem gvura. Is it an act of strength? Whatever that means, to be Messiah the bracha with two things. Vatani Rabbi Yomi, Rabbi said, Ein Chayzim B'Shnayim. That's not the way you're supposed to do it. Gufa. Rabbi Yomi, Rabbi said, Ein Chayzim B'Shnayim. You're not supposed to end the bracha with two ideas. Eisfe Levi the Rabbi. So Levi asked Rabbi, Alor it's Fala Mazoin. Meaning, Rabbi was making a general statement. You never end the bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem. You're not supposed to end the bracha with two ideas. It's supposed to be one idea at the chasimah. So in the bracha itself, you can mention different things. But the chasimah is always supposed to have one thing. So Levi asked Rebbe, what about Allah Aretz V'Allah Mazin, the second bracha of benching? It sounds like we're thanking Hashem for two things. Allah Aretz, that's Eretz Yisrael, V'Allah Mazin, and that's the food. So the Gemara says, Eretz the Mafka Mazin. What it means is, you ask, that you're really, the Hoidah is for Aretz. The second bracha of benching is about Eretz Yisrael. You just acknowledge it's the land from where the Mazon comes. Says the Gemara, Al Ha'oretz Va'al Ha'peiros. What about Al Ha'oretz Va'al Ha'peiros? That's in the Me'in Sholish. So the Gemara says, there are two Eretz, the Mafka Peiros. What about Mekadesh Yisrael Va'hazmanim, that we say by Kiddush on Yontif? Yisrael the Kachinu L'zmanim. What you're saying is Hashem was Mekadesh Kla Yisrael. Who are Mekadesh L'zmanim? We're Mekadesh L'zmanim. We make Yontif Kaddish. So to a certain degree, the answer is yes. Because Yontif is dependent on the day of the month. It's a mitzvah's esesh hazman gerov. It requires a certain day. Pesach happens on Tesvav Nisan. Who decides when it's Tesvav Nisan? We do. Because we're Mekadosh to Chayidish. So we decide when it's Rosh Chayidish Nisan. As a result, indirectly, it's a gromo. Ben Benoy Shol gromo. We decide when it's Tesvav Nisan, which means we decide when it's Yontif. So even though Hashem is, of course, Mekadosh Dizmanim, but on some level, we're also Mekadosh Dizmanim. So Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim means Hashem is Mekadosh us, who now have the ability to mekadesh the zmanim. Says the Gemara, mekadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim. What about that? Same thing. Yisrael the Kachin Rosh Chodesh. When mekadesh was Chodesh. What about mekadesh Hashabbos the Yisrael vehazmanim? So we're mekadesh the zmanim. But we're not Mekadosh Shabbos, so when Shabbos falls on a Yontif, so you say Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Shabbos happens Memela every seventh day since Sheish Yisimei Bereshis, it's Shabbos. So what's Mekadosh Yisrael? That's Mekadosh the Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't require our intervention in order to have Kedusha. So the Gemara says, Rebbe told Levi Chutz Mizu, you're right, this is an exception. Again, just a halt cup. Rebbe said, Ein Chos Min B'Shnayim. You make a bracha, at the end of the bracha, you never mention two ideas. You stay focused. One idea to Chasimah. So Levi started firing questions at Rebbe. What about this? What about that? So everything Rebbe had an answer for. Then he came to Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael. So then he said, you're right, Shabbos, Yontif, that's the bracha. That seems to be two things. Mekadosh HaShabbos, and at the same time, Mekadosh Yisrael. But the Gemara says, Umayshna, is there a shtickle of teretz? So the Gemara says, no, there really is a teretz. Hacha chadihi, it's really one thing. And Hasam Tarti, there it's two. Because kol chada v'chada, ba'apin afshi. You have to know where to put the commas in this Gemara. But the point is that really it's one thing, because it's one in the sense that Hashem is a Mekadosh. He's Mekadosh Shabbos, he's Mekadosh Yisrael. So even though it's two different Kedushas, Shabbos and Klai Yisrael, not the same thing, but it's Me'inyan, Le'inyan, Ba'iseinyan. It's the same theme that Hashem is Mekadosh, and as a result, this is the way it's going to work. Says one of a time, what's Pshana Rebbe? Rebbe holds that you can't be Chayisim and Bracha with two ideas. Why not? Because it looks like you're trying to knock off two birds with one stone. Meaning, if you want to thank Hashem for two things, so mach zwei bruches. You're making one barucha to Hashem, but let me knock out a few things. This is an idea that permeates halacha, and as a result, here too, we invoke that principle. That's why Rebbe held, you're not supposed to be chosim and bracha with two things. Says the Gemara, my havi Allah. How are you supposed to be chosim b'nei Yerushalayim? It sounds confusing. B'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Sheish, Rav Sheish is like this. Pasuk b'rachim halamcha Yisrael. If you started Rachim, meaning you started the third bracha mentioning the fact that Hashem should have Rachmanos on Klal Yisrael, then Chosim b'Majid Yisrael, then you should be Chosim the bracha with Hashem should save Klal Yisrael. Pasuk b'rachim al Yerushalayim. If you started with Yerushalayim, Chosim b'Bayin Yerushalayim. Nachman Amar, Nachman said, Afilu pasuk b'rachim al Yisrael, Chosim b'Bayin Yerushalayim. You're always supposed to be Chosim Yerushalayim. It sounds like the Chasim is not going to be me'in the psicha. You're starting with Yisrael, you're ending with Yerushalayim. So he explained, Rav Nachman did Mishum Shenema, b'Bayin Yerushalayim Hashem. Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. It must say Boini Rishalayim Hashem. When is Hashem going to be Boini Rishalayim? Bizmanche Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. At the time that he's going to bring the Yidden together. Meaning, the two are related. So if Hashem is going to be Rachim al Yisrael, then essentially he's going to be Boini Yerushalayim. Because Boini Yerushalayim Hashem, when? It must say? When it's Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. Bizmanche Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. So you could start Rachim, no, Hashem alikeinu al Yisrael amecha, and end boinei Yerushalayim. What do you mean? It's two different things. Not two different things. Because when it's going to be rachim, no, Hashem alikeinu al Yisrael amecha, it's going to be boinei berachim of Yerushalayim. Omalei Rab Zeira le Rab Chizda. Nesi mar v'nisni. Rab Zeira told Rab Chizda, come give shir. Omalei Zeira told me, you want me to give shir? I should start saying lomdis. Birchis mizoyno loy gomirno. V'tanuye masnisa. I don't even know how to bitch. And you're going to tell me you want me to be an oikaharim now, Rav Chizda? And I should start saying, Lom this Amalei. He told him, Maya, what do you mean? You don't know how to bench. Amalei, I'll tell you a story. They cloyed the Reish Kalusa. I started benching by the Reish Kalusa. Rav Sheshis was there. Vizankfe Rav Sheshis, likoye alai kechivyo. And Rav Sheshis apparently wasn't intimidated from Rav Chizda. And he got up and he wanted to attack Rav Chizda. He said he tried attacking me like a snake. Vamai, why delay Amri? Because when I said the second brach of benching, I didn't say loy bris, v'loy toira, v'loy malchus. I didn't say Valbrischa Shechas Abdu Sereno. I left out some of the key. Vamaylo Yamrit. So Rav Zeira told Rav Chizda, no, I think Rav Sheshes was right. So he told him, because Rav Chanan Olam Arav, because I heard this from Chanan Olam Arav. Amr Rav Chanan Olam Arav. Lo Yamrit Brisvatayru Malchus Yotzos. Even though Rav was mentioned in that Brisa, Rav Abba, but it's only the Katchila. But the Evid, if you don't say Bris, you don't say Torah, you don't mention Malchus in the second Bracha, you Yotz. Bris, why not? Don't you have to say Bris? Lefisha Eina Benoshim. Because it's something that women don't have. They don't have Bris Mila. Yet women are chayiv in birchas hamazon, ayin le'il, daf chafam et biz. So they are benching, they don't have bris, so they don't say al bris chashachas amtav v'sereno. So why do we have to say al bris chashachas amtav v'sereno? But Torah malchus, and as it relates to Torah, and the concept of Malchus Beis David, women don't have Torah or Malchus, Avadim also don't have Torah or Malchus. Women are part of from Talmud Torah, which by definition means that an Eved Kenani is also part of from Talmud Torah. What does it mean that a woman doesn't have Malchus Beis David? So that's a little trickier. Does it mean that a woman can't be a Melech? Is that what it means? I mean, she doesn't have Shaychus to Malchus Beis David? Why not? She doesn't have Soim Tosim Alecha Melech? She does. She is under the sovereignty of Malchus Beis David. So what does it mean then that she doesn't have Malchus? So Pashut, it sounds like it means that she herself can't be a Melech, which in and of itself is a discussion. Because although it's true that a woman can't be appointed as a Melech, but it's Yudua, the Michas Chinuch declares that we know Melucha went over by Yerusha. So just like a person's possessions go over to be Yerusha, so Sururah's positions of authority also went over to be Yerusha. So if the Kohen Gadol died, if his son was worthy of being the Kohen Gadol, his son would become the Kohen Gadol. David HaMelech passed away, Shlomo became Melech. Shlomo was Nifter, Rechavim became Melech. The Malchus also went over to be Yerusha. And Michas Chinuch says, what happens if a woman, a Melech dies, he only has a daughter? Does she Yarshin the Sururah? Does she not Yarshin the Sururah? The Halach of Soim Tasim Alach HaMelech means you can't appoint, you can't elect a woman. But what if it happens b'memela? So she's not going to be the nominee. She's going to have it b'memela. She gets it as a real schus. She gets it b'yerusha. What would be the halacha over there? So maybe she could have a shaychus to Malchus Beis David. Regardless, so this is what Rav Chisda said. So Rav Chisda told Rav Zeir, I benched by the Reish Galusa, and I botched up benching, and Rav Sheshes attacked me like a snake. He says, apparently, I don't even know Brichas HaMelech, and I'm not comfortable giving share. So Rav Zeir told Rav Chisda again, so why did you do it? He said, because I heard it from Rav. So he told him back, Rav Zeir told Rav Chisda, I hear Rav said it, but V'ad Shafkes kol hani tanoi v'amiroi ka'ov v'skarav, why would you leave all the tanam and amirom, and why would you follow Rav? Either way, the Gemara continues. When you make the bracha, you have to mention the fact that Hashem is Melech. Baruch atah Hashem elikeinu melech ha'olam. So who said this, Rabbi Yochanan? Why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say this? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that, what's the chiddush? Kol bracha she'im b'malchus leishman bracha, that because it's a bracha you have to mention malchus. From Rabbi Yochanan chadda zim, Rabbi Yochanan said it already. He said that a bracha is only a bracha if you mention the fact that Hashem is the melech ha'olam. I'm Rav Zeira, leimash etzricha shtei malchus. No, the chiddush was Rabbi Yochanan said that toiv ha'meitiv, you have to mention the fact that Hashem is melech twice. You have to have a second reference to the fact that Hashem is melech. We'll see in a minute why. One, because you're making a bracha, Rabbi Yochanan knows you always have to mention Melech. V'chada de b'nei Yerushalayim, because in Rachim Hashem alikeinu Yisrael amecha, b'nei b'rachim v'shalayim amen, you don't mention the fact that Hashem is Melech. So you have to make up for the fact that in the previous bracha, you didn't mention Melech. V'yit gemara, ihachi, if you're making up for what you didn't say in the previous bracha in Yibayit class, you should have to say three. V'chada dida, one for Atei v'amet, v'chada de b'nei Yerushalayim, v'chada de b'rachas ha'aretz, because in Noid Lecha, you also don't mention Malchus. Ella, says the gemara, b'rachas ha'aretz my time alay, why don't we say Malchus and b'rachas ha'aretz, and why do you have to make up for b'rachas? Because you already mentioned Malchus in the first bracha. You start benching Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Hazan Hasanim Kula B'tuvei B'chein V'chesed V'rachem. Then you have the second bracha. The second bracha is Mukhel Chavrata. So just like you don't start off Baruch Atah Hashem, you don't have to mention Malchus either. So Freit the Gemara, if the reason you don't have to mention Malchus in the second bracha, you don't have to make up for the fact that you didn't mention Malchus in the second bracha, because it's Mucha L'chavrta, Mishum D'Havala Bracha Mucha L'chavrta, is B'nei Yerushalayim Nami Lo Yitibayi L'Avala Bracha Mucha L'chavrta, so B'nei Yerushalayim should be the same thing. So why do you have to mention it twice? Once, I hear. What's that I hear for once? Because it's a Derabanan, it's not treated as a Bracha Mucha L'chavrta, this idea that we've seen already a few times. But you're making up for V'nei Yerushalayim, that's the Iraisa, so my Marav Shach. If you're making up for V'nei Yerushalayim, then you should make up for Noida Lecha also. Elamite Bracha Mucha L'chavrta. So then why are you making up for B'nei Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says, good Kasha. Who adin dafilu B'nei Yerushalayim nami l'bay? Really, you shouldn't have to say it for B'nei Yerushalayim. I did Dama Malchus Beis David. But being that you mentioned Malchus Beis David, that's sort of the theme of the third Bracha, is Lav Oirich. It's inappropriate to mention Malchus Beis David and not mention the source of Malchus Beis David, the real Malchus, which is Malchus Shemayim. And you didn't mention Malchus Shemayim in the third bracha. So what do? You make up for it. Where do you make up for it? In the fourth bracha. This is all a little confusing, but it all makes sense. Rav Papa says, if you do the cheshvin, Hachi Komar Tzricha Shtei Malchuyos Levar Medida. Rav Papa said, you're right, that what Rabbi Bar Bachana meant, and what Zera clarified, what this all means is not Tzricha Shtei Malchuyos, but rather Shtei additional Malchuyos. So when you say the bracha of Atoy V'Ametiv, you mention the fact that Hashem is Melech HaOlam,
and then you mention it another two times. Meaning, in total, you mention it three times. Why three times? Once, HaTov HaMeitiv, the bracha itself, and then once you mention it, you already make up for the fact that you didn't say it in Bainu Yishalayim, and you make up for the fact that you didn't say it in Noidelcha. Now, why didn't you say it in those brachas? Because it's Mughal HaGavrata. But Me'ezatam, we're going to make up for it now in the, for Ezatam, you can make up for it in the fourth brachas. According to the first teretz of the Gemara, you mention it twice in Atoiv HaMeitiv, one for the Bracha Atoiv HaMeitiv, a second time to make up for Bainu Yerushalayim. Why are you making up for Bainu Yerushalayim? Isn't it a Bracha Smucha L'Chavrata? And Memarav Shach, if you're making up for Bainu Yerushalayim, make up for Noidel L'Cha as well. So the Gemara's first teretz was that really it is a Bracha Smucha L'Chavrata, and that's why you don't say it in the first place in those brachas, and really you shouldn't have to make up for it either. There is no Tashlumen. Why then do you say it? Because once you mention Malchus Beis Dovid in the third bracha, you have to mention Malchus Shemayim as well. Second teretz of the Gemara is that you don't mention it in Noida Lecha and in Rachim, the second and third brachas, because they're smucha l'chavrata. However, for whatever reason, once you mention it in Atoiv HaMeitiv, you go back and you already make up for it, and you mention it not one extra time, but like the Gemara understood in the Kasha, Maman of Shach, you already do it two extra times, which is in fact what we do. Because when we mention the bracha, so we acknowledge the fact that Hashem is the Melech, and the idea of mentioning the fact that Hashem is the Melech, the two extra times, this is all to make up for the fact that we didn't mention Melech in the previous brachas, right? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, HaKel Avinu Malkeinu, Adirenu Boireinu Goyaleinu Yotzreinu K'dayshenu K'daysh Yaakov, Rayenu Roy Yisrael HaMelech HaTov V'Ameitiv Lakol. Zok de Gemara Vayter. Yosef Rav Zeira, Achayru the Rav Gidol. Rav Zeira was sitting behind Rav Gidol. For Yosef Rav Gidol came to Rav Huna, and Rav Gidol was sitting in front of Rav Huna. For Yosef came, Rav Gidol was saying over the following. He said, "Tov lo hiska shel Shabbos." What happens if a person's benching and he forgot to say Ritzei? So Ritzei is what we insert on Shabbos to benching. So he should say, "Oymer Baruch Shabbos Shabbos is l'menuchel Am Yisrael be'ahava lo oisvel abris Baruch mekadesh Shabbos." Amalei man amra. So again, the Gemara says Rav Zeira was sitting there. So he asked Rav Gidol, "Who said this?" So he told him, Rav. Rav, of course, was Rav Gidol's Rebbe. Omer Rav Gidol, Omer Rav. So Rav Gidol said, "I heard it from the Rebbe Rav." Hoda Yosef Akama. Rav Gidol continued. He said, "Tavale hiska shal yomtiv." If a person was benching a yomtiv and he forgot to mention Yalav Yovei, "Yomim Baruch Shanasin Yotin Toivim Lami Yisrael L'Simcha L'Zikar Baruch Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim." Amalei. So again, Rav Huna asked Rav Gidol, "Man Omra?" So he said, "Rav." Hoda Yosef Akama. Tavale hiska shal Rish Chodesh. If you didn't say Yalav Yovei Rish Chodesh, Omer, he says Baruch Shanasin Rosh Chodashim Lami Yisrael. So again, this is an exchange that's taking place. The names between Rav Huna and Rav Gidol. And Rav Zeira is just an innocent bystander. He's observing this exchange. So he hears Rav Gidol saying Torah, and Rav Huna is asking Rav Gidol questions. So first, Rav Gidol said that if somebody forgets to say Ritzei on Shabbos, there's a special bracha you make. Rav Huna asked Rav Gidol, "Man Amra?" He said, "I heard it from Rav." Then he said, "If someone forgets to say Yalav Yavai on Yontif, there's a special bracha you make." He said, "Man Amra?" He said, "Rav." Then Rav Gidol said, "If you didn't say Yalav Yavai on Rish Chodesh, so what are you supposed to do?" So again, he said, "You're supposed to make a bracha." And then Reb Zeira said, "But I don't remember what happened after that." V'lo yadana, a few things. Number one, I amar bas simcha. I don't remember the nusach 100%. Did in the nusach of what you say, if you forget to say Yalav Yavai, does the word simcha appear? Or do you not mention the word simcha? What would seem to be the question? Is there a mitzvah simcha on Rosh Chodesh? Or is there no mitzvah simcha on Rosh Chodesh? A whole discussion. I also don't remember if there was a chasima to this bracha. Right? The brachas on Shabbos and Yontif, there was a chasima. Baruch Mekadesh HaShabbos. Baruch Mekadesh Rav Yazman. Says, I can't remember in Rav Gidol's bracha, was there a chasima or not? The last thing he said, I don't remember, is Ididei the Rabbi. Can't remember if this was also Man Amra, the Rebbe Rav, well, this was already Rav Gidol's own chiddush. Says the Gemara, Gidol bar Minyumi havekoi kamei de Rav Nachman. Ta Rav Nachman v'hodol ereisha. It's amazing. Rav Nachman, the God of Adar, was benching, and he made a mistake. It was Shabbos or it was Yontif. He forgot to say Ritzei or Yalav V'Yavai. Amalei, my time ha'oved mar hachi. So what did he do? He started benching all over again. So Gidol bar Minyumi asked Rav Nachman. He says, "Why are you benching again?" Amalei, so he told him, "Damar Rav Shelo Marav Toch Chayzel ereish. If you make a mistake by benching, you have to do it again." V'amar Rav Huna, but he told him Gidol did that. I heard from Rav Huna in the name of Rav. Ta I'm Baruch Shanas. And so it seems like this Gidol Bar Minyumi is clearly not Rav Gidol. How do you know it's not Rav Gidol? Because Gidol Bar Minyumi is quoting Rav Huna, who quoted Rav Gidol. So if Gidol Bar Minyumi is Rav Gidol, so why is he saying, "I heard from Rav Huna who heard from Rav Gidl. Ich bin doch Rav Gidl. So clearly there's Rav Gidl and Gidl, not to be confused. So he said, I heard from Rav Huna, who heard from Rav Gidl, who heard from Rav Rav, Rav Huna, Omer Rav, Ta Eime Baruch Shanasim. By the way, why didn't Gidl Bar Ben Yunani say that I heard from Rav Huna, who heard from Rav Gidl, who heard from Rav? Presumably Rav Huna, when he said over this Torah, he said that he heard it from Rav Gidl Amar Rav. So why didn't Gidl Bar Minyumi, just to confuse us a little bit more, say that I heard from Rav Huna, who heard from Rav Gidl, who heard from Rav? The truth is that in the world of Oymer Dava, B'Shem Oymer, maybe Gula La'ivam. So do you have to be like precise? I heard from Cham Yankel, who told me he heard it from Moshe, who heard it from David. Like, do you have to be like that precise? Or, no, I heard it from Rav Huna, who heard it from Rav. Now, he'd rather heard it from Rav Gidl in between. So this really gets into the ideas of Oymer Dava B'Shem Oymer Mevi Gula Oylam, which ties into another idea. And that is that we say over Torah from a tzaddik, after the tzaddik dies, his lips move in the kever. So there's a concept, number one, of Oymer Dava B'Shem Oymer Mevi Gula Oylam, which is obviously a good thing. And besides for that, there's also an idea that for the tzaddik himself, he's zoicha to say shir literally from the kever, as long as you're quoting from him. But regardless, Rav Huna said it over in the name of Rav, albeit with Rav Gidl in between. So Gidl Bar Minyumi asked Rav Nachman, he said, so why are you saying over, why didn't you just say the bracha? Amalei, Rav Nachman told him, itmer Allah. There's a postscript to that Allah, and that is Amar Menashe Bar Tachlifa Amar Rav, also tracing itself back to Rav. This is only true that you make this bracha if you didn't start saying Atoiv HaMetiv. If you did start saying Atoiv HaMetiv, then you have to go back to the beginning of Benchik. Amar Avidi Bar Rabin, Amar Avam, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. This is not Rav, this is Shmuel. Top of the Hiskash Rosh Chodesh Betfila. Machzir Nois, if you don't see Yalav Yavai in davening on Rosh Chodesh, you have to daven again. But Brichas Amazin, Machzir Nois, if you don't see Yalav Yavai during benching on Rosh Chodesh, you don't bench again. Omalei Rav Idi Bar Oven, Rav Amru, Maishal Tfila, Maishal Brichas Amazin. So he asked him, what's the difference? So Omalei, so he told him, Avli Didi Kashu, I'll tell you the truth, I had the same Kashu. Ushilti Lu Rav Nachman, right? Rav Idi Bar Rabin said that I asked the question to Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman apparently is the one who heard it from Shmuel. Va'amali, and he told him, he neidem ha-Shmuel o'shmili. He said, I'll tell you the truth. I heard the halacha from Shmuel. I didn't hear the reason. Again, what's the halacha? If you forget to say Yalav Yovei during Shmein Esrei, you have to daven again. If you forget to say Yalav Yovei during benching on Rosh Chodesh, you don't bench again. So he said, I never heard from Shmuel Apshat. Elo nechsi anan. But I think we could do the math on our own. We could say our own svar. Tfilo dechoyvehi. Tvila, which is a chiyuv, machzir noisoi. Birchis mezoina, di boy ochli, boy loy ochl, a machzir noisoi. Birchis amazin's not a chayva. Now, of course, birchis amazin's a chayva once you eat. But you didn't have to eat. You have to daven. You didn't necessarily have to eat. So, being that you have to daven, so Yalav Yovei is ma'akiv. And if you didn't say Yalav Yovei, even Rosh Chodesh, you have to go again. As opposed to birchis amazin, where you didn't have to eat, so being that you didn't have to eat, so there, you don't bench again. Elamayato. So, Rabbi Bar Avin said, Shabbos is v'yabim toivim, the loy sagi the loy yachol. Hachinami the boy hader. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to eat. There's a mitzvah of oynik Shabbos, a mitzvah of oynik Yom Tov. You don't have a choice. You have to eat. So you're going to tell me that over there, if you miss ritzei, you miss yalav yavai, you have to bench again. I'm going in. Yes. Amar Rav Sheila, Amar Rav Ta, on either Shabbos or Yom Tov, chayzel arayish. But then Rav Yitzhak Rav said, then what's pshav? Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Ta, Amar Baruch Shanasan. I thought if you forget to say Ritzei Yalav Yova, you don't bench again, but rather you say the bracha. So he told him back, La'vitmer Allah, La'ishanu elishlei pasach batoy v'amet. Ava pasach batoy v'amet, and chayzal ha'raish. It depends. If you remember before you start the fourth bracha, so you didn't insert Ritzei before Uvenei Yerushalayim. You said Uvenei Yerushalayim, Me'akredish, Me'ev, Yemein, Baruch HaTah, Hashem, Bayin, Barach, Yerushalayim, Amen. And then you say, oops, I forgot to say Ritzei, or it was Yontif and I forgot to say Yalav Yova. So it's over there that you would insert the bracha. But once you start saying atoy v'ametiv, at that point, you're chayzel roish, but you're only chayzel roish and Shabbos v'yantiv, where the chiyuv suda is a chiyuv, as opposed to on Rosh Chodesh, where there is no chiyuv suda, then you're not going to have that halacha. We'll get back to this in a moment, but first, one final gemara. Ad kama mezam. So how much does a person have to eat in order for him to partake in a zimun? So it was machlekes in the Mishnah. Rav Meir says a kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda said a kebeis. Says the gemara, the Meimer would seem, the Rav Meir chashav le kezayis. According to Rav Meir, in Rav Meir's world, a chashav achila is a kezayis. How much do you have to eat for it to be considered achila or achila chashuva? a kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda, kebeya. It seems like a Rabbi Yehuda's world, a kebeya. Thus, as it relates to zimun, koi tram mer, if you eat a kezayis, zimun, koi tram yud, eat a kebeya, zimun. Fate the Gemara, ibchasham yinalu. We know fakared from somewhere else. Time we learned in a Mishnah mesechtis psachim, vechemisha yotzim yushalayim, viniska shayyadi basar kaidish, im avat soifim, soifabim koima, vim lab chayzev, soifabim nebir. So the context over there is the laws of Karban Pesach, me'inyin le'inyin, the laws of all kachim, and that is that kachim is nifsal b'yotze. So kachim has certain mechitzos within which it needs to be kept. If it leaves those boundaries, if it leaves those mechitzos, it becomes pasul. The mechitzos of kachim kadashim are the chaymas of the Azara. The mechitzos of kachim kalin are the chaymas Yerushalayim. Kachim kalim, that was the context of that Mishnah, that leaves Yerushalayim, becomes pasul b'yotze. If it becomes pasul, you have to burn it. Where did you burn it? So ideally, there was a place in Yerushalayim where they used to burn all the kachim. So the question is, if I took kachim kalim outside of the Chaim Yerushalayim, I just realized I have basar kodesh now that's nifsal b'yotze. So what do I do? Do I have to go back to the harat, to the place where you're supposed to burn all your kachim? Or can I just burn it wherever I am? That's the Mishnah. Misha yotzim Yerushalayim, v'nitzka chayi b'yadei basar kodesh. Sounds like he's a shaygig. Im avar tzoifim, if he left harat tzoifim, if that's where he's holding in his voyage, tzoifim kaima, you don't have to go back. Then you can burn it exactly where you are. Vim lav, and if not, chayzev tzoifim lefnei abira, then you have to go back and burn it in the place where you're supposed to burn it. Me'atzim erocha, use datzim erocha. I mean, you do it then in the lekatchil away. Akamahem chayzim. How much basar kachim do you have? To say that this halacha is going to be true, that you're going to have to literally go back to burn it in the right place. Rameyer says, it doesn't matter if it's chametz, which is the Mishnah and Psachim's initial discussion, or it's basar kachim, what we're talking about right now, the shir is going to be a kebeya. Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be a kezayis. We just need one thing from this hanach. We're not learning kachim. You see from me that the shir of a meichel chashuva, according to Rameyer, is a beya, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a zayis. It's literally the opposite of what we have in our sugya. Rabbi Yochanan said, the first teretz mechlavas hashita, swap the shitas, then it's going to be perfect. Abaya said, by the way, switch the shitas in our Mishnah. The Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says kezayis, and Rameyer is the one that says kebeya. Abaya says, no, don't start switching. Over here, they're arguing with regards to psukim. How so? Rameyer says, it says, v'yachalta v'zavato v'irach. Right? V'yachalta z'v'achila. V'zavato z'v'shtia. V'achila b'kezayis. Achila always means kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda holds, v'achalta v'zavato means achila she'yesh ba'sviya. V'eza z'ubeya. Meaning, Meir Darshan Vachalta is referring to Achila. Visavata already means Shtia. So what's the pasuk or the word in the pasuk that tells me Birchas Hamazon on Achila? V'achalta. Achalta always means Kezayis. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Visavata is also describing the Achila. It's defining the Achila. It's not just V'achalta. It's a V'achalta Visavata. It's a Visavata de Achila. It's an Achila Sheyesh Basviya. Is achilas sheish basviya? That already has to be more. That has to be a kebeya. Hasam and over there, besvara pligid machlekes says besvara. Meis or meis holds chazarasa kitum asay. The shear of how much kachim you'd have to have in order to go back is based on the shear oichel as it relates to tumah. How much oichel do you have to have in order to contract tumas oichlin? The shear tumas oichlin is always be kebeya. Is matumasa be kebeya? Af chazarasa be kebeya. Yudas of a chazarasa kisura. No, he holds that the shear chazara, the amount you have to have in order to have to go back to burn in the proper place, is based on what the shir iser is, how much you're not allowed to take out. What's the shir iser? Kezayis is my isur b'kezayis. Av chaser rosid b'kezayis. It is an important toisus on this Gemara that we're not going to talk about today. Maybe we'll talk about tomorrow. But just to speak out what toisus is bothered with, it sounds like from this Gemara that there's a machlokes Rameyer and Rabbi Yehuda how to understand the pasuk v'yachalta v'savata. V'yachalta v'savata is the makar to birchas hamazon d'oraisa. Rameyer said v'yachalta means Achila, v'savata means shtia. Okay, so what's achila? It always is kezayis. Here too, it's always going to be kezayis. The reason Rameyer holds by harat soifim that it has to be kebeya, that's a whole different cheshbon. But achila always means kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda says, true, I agree, achila always means kezayis. But it says v'yachalta v'savata. It has to be an achila sheyesh basvia. Frey Tosfos, the machlokes Rameyer, Rabbi Yehuda, kezayis and kebeya, is how to understand the pasuk? The Gemara said that midday raisa many times. You're only chayiv in Birchas Hamazon if you're v'savata, you're full.
Yanai HaMelech. You have to be 100% full. It's the Heim Medaktikin Alatzmo, like the Gemara said in Brachas Daf Chof Lamed Beis, Ad Bekazayis Ad Kebeya. Meaning the whole Shir Kazayis Bekebeya is only a Shir Rabbanon. How are we turning this and had a Darsh in the Basri V'Yachalta V'Savata? It's a Bamba Kasha. So Toisvis brings B'Shem Dari. You must say the Hani Kroy Asmachta Ba'almaninu. This last Gemara that we just learned. When the Gemara said B'Kroy Pligi, it's all Asmachtas. It's interesting. So you have a machlokes in how to understand the takanas chachamim, but really it's all based on how to work out the as if the asmachta is somehow driving this car. That bekroy pligi, and that somehow, even though it's not a real drasha, it's an asmachta ba'alma, but that's going to teach me how to back into my takanas chachamim, which has a remez in the past. Something to think about in the world of asmachtas. What comes to mind is the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, but again, the income mekoy melach. But for today's day, exhale. With three R's. The first R is that the Gemara mentioned what happens if somebody forgets to say Ritzei when he's benching on Shabbos, or somebody forgets to say Yalav Yavoi when he's benching on Yontif, or somebody forgets to say Yalav Yavoi when he's benching on Rosh Chodesh. So the halacha is like this. On, if you remember, after you say Boinei Berachim of Yerushalayim Amen, but before you say the bracha of Atoiv Ametiv, so there's a special bracha that you're supposed to insert. If you remember, after you started saying already the bracha of Atoiv Ametiv, so then it depends. On Shabbos V'yontif, you're going to have to go back. On Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back. Shmuel was the one that said it. Shmuel didn't explain it, but Rav Nachman said, Nachsei Anon, it's a very simple svara. The svara, really, what it comes down to is that when do you go back? If the Chiyuv Suda is a Chiyuv, so then you'd have to go back. Rosh Chodesh is no chiyuv to eat. So Shabbos V'yontif, you have an obligation to eat a suda. As a result, the Brichas HaMazon is considered more of a chiyuv, and it's for that reason, if you forget to say Yal V'yavai, you're going to have to go back. If you get to say Ritzei, you're going to have to go back. On Rosh Chodesh, it's not going to be an issue. This halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So this is all halacha l'mayis. I'll just read the Mechaber a little bit, because this is something that the Mechaber says in Hilchas Brichas Hamazin Simin Kuf Pei Chesiv Kotnev Vav Tovalei Hiskei Shal Shabbos. If someone's benching and he forgot to say Ritzei, Oymer Baruch Atah Hashem Alekinim Alech Olam Shenasan Shabbosis Lemenuch Alam Yisrobi Yehavod Loisul Lebris Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. Vim Tovalei Hiskei Shal Yontif Oymer Baruch Atah Hashem Alekinim Alech Olam Ashenasas Yavim Tovim LeYisrael Lesasim LeSimchas Yom Chag Pliny Azeh Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrobi Yazmanim Vim Chal Yontif BeShabbos. Then you say it a little bit differently. Regardless, the Mechaber goes on and he says what you're supposed to do. Chol brachas halalu b'shem u'malchus. It's a proper brachas. And because the proper brachas, you have to say it b'shem u'malchus, says the Mechaber. V'ha the sagibach bracha. But this halacha that I'm telling you now that you can insert a bracha, it's dafka kishenizka koydem shenizka atoiv ametiv. This is only true if you remember it before you said atoiv ametiv. Avalim loy nizkar at shenizka atoiv ametiv. But let's say you started saying already atoiv ametiv, tzorich lachsu l'roish birchas amazin. At that point, you would have to go back already to the beginning of birchas amazin. The Mishnah Brewer brings from the Chai Yadam a Chiddush that says that what happens if a person says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, he's about to start saying the fourth brach, and then he realizes that no, I forgot to say Ritzei. I forgot to say Yalav Yavai. So says the Chai Yadam, oh, it's fine because you just said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Anyways, that's the beginning of this inserted bracha. It starts B'Shem HaMalchus, so just conclude and just finish saying the bracha that you're supposed to say in the event that you forget. But the Bir Halacha says, I have a big problem with this halacha. He concludes with the words, V'alkein dina d'chayyadam tzorich ian gadol. Bir Halacha says, I posh don't understand the chayyadam. Why not? What's so terrible about what the Chai Yadam said, that the Bir Halacha says it's Tzorich in Gadol? He says, because what's the pshat? Posh pshat in the Gemara that we learned. Why is it that once you say Atoy V'Ametiv, it's over? Why? What's the problem? The word is like this. The word is that when you're masiach das from benching, meaning in your mind benching is over, so now you have to be chayzal arash. The side of whether or not you have to start over again is dependent on, am I still benching or am I not still benching? So for example, what happens if you get to say Yalav Yavai and Rosh Chodesh? So you can always go back to Ritzei, unless you finish my Nasser, if you Oikar Aglov. Once you Oikar Aglov, go Oyser Shalom. Why? What happens when you Oyser Shalom? You went Oyser Shalom, you damaged my Nasser, you Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. Now you went Oyser Shalom, you're walking away from the king. You took three steps back from the king. Oh, you just left? And now you want to, so it's too late. You walked away. You want to come back in? You have to knock again. You have to start again. You have to say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Three brachas of Shvach and then Hoidah. You have to go through the whole Shemay Nasri again because you left. You can't just walk back in. Once you leave the Oval Office, you have to knock again if you want. You need your protexi to get you in some Tzveitamol because you left already. But if I'm still in the middle of Shemay Nasri, I didn't leave yet. Oh, if I didn't leave, I'll have to daven the whole Shemay Nasri again. I have to start from the beginning. I did everything I had to do. So good, you have to go back to Ritzei because there's a place within Shemay Nasri
where you insert Yalav Yavoi. That's just because of the location, which is ma'akiv of the Yalav Yavoi. But you don't have to start again. What do I have to start again for? I did everything I needed to do. I did all my pre that I need before that point. But if I leave, I walked away from the Melech. So the Mishnah says the Bir Halacha, says the Chafetz Chaim, the same thing is true by benching. When I start the fourth bracha, I was masiach das from benching. Now, what do you mean? I'm still benching. No, bracha revis is the Rabbanon. That's what we paskin. So, you know, we paskin bracha revis is the Rabbanon. So you finish benching. You have to start again. You don't have a choice. So says the Bir Halacha. So let's say when you were benching the fourth bracha, you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, and your das was to say the fourth bracha. You finish benching. It just so happens that what you started doing right afterwards, it's Ma'od Matim. It works out very nice. You got the words right. Doesn't matter if you got the words right. You were Masiyah. You finished benching. Because you're having Kavanah to say Atoy V'Ametiv. So if that's the case, it doesn't matter that the words are right. So it says the Bi'alach, it's a Geshmaka Halacha that the Chayyadim says. But if you think about it for a second, it really doesn't make sense. And that's what he says. Dina da Chayyadim. Now what if you have no Kavanah when you say the fourth Brach of benching? So ask your local rabbi. But the whole premise of the Bi'alach's Kash is, you were Masiyah Das from benching. What if you never had Das to bench and you would have a Masiyah Das from benching? So again, that's, regardless, this is the basic halacha. There's a very, very big chiddush. It's a well-known chiddush from Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's in Shailos HaTshuvos Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's Siman Aleph. So this is the very, very first tshuva in Tshuvos Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger said the following chiddush. He said, what would be if a woman is eating a Yontif Suda? A woman is eating a Yontif Suda. She benched and she forgot to say Yalav V'Yavoi. Does she go back and say Yalav Yavoi again or not? Says Rabbi Kiveg, I want to say a chiddush, and it's pasha to me that a woman who forgets to say Yalav Yavoi by benching on Yontif should not bench again. He says, why not? Because it's mavu in the Gemara that why is it that if you forget to say Yalav Yavoi on Yontif that you bench again? Because you have a chiv to bench. You have the chiv to eat. The chiv to eat means chiv to bench, means that it's ma'akiv, and if you forget to say it, you have to do it again. Why on Shabbos, if you forget to say Ritzei, do you have to bench again? Because you have a chiv to eat on Shabbos. The chiv suda is what's mechayiv, that if you forget to say Ritzei, you have to bench all over again. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, women, l'chayra, don't have a chiv to eat on Yontif. Because what's the makar to eat on Yontif? It's learned out from the pasuk Atzeres Tielochem. It's a Gemara. In Masechtas Pesachim Daf Samaches Amid Beis, that there's a mitzvah of Oinig Yontif. And being that it's learned from a pasuk of Atzeres Tielochem, a pasuk v'shteit by Yontif, that mitzvah is a mitzvah Sasei Shazman Gerama. If it's a mitzvah Sasei Shazman Gerama, Nashim HaPater. If Nashim HaPater, that means women don't have a chiv to eat on Yontif. In fact, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's posh to me that if a woman wants to fast on Yontif, she'd be allowed to fast on Yontif. She has no chiv oinig. The mitzvah's oinig is a mitzvah Sasei Shazman Gerama. It's learned from a pasuk. Atzeres Tielochem, that's a pasuk by Yontif. So if that's the case, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, a woman doesn't have a chiv suda. If she doesn't have a chiv suda, so for a woman, Yalav V'Yavoi by benching on Yontif, it's like for a man, Yalav V'Yavoi benching by Rish Chodesh. Just like a man doesn't have a chiv to sit down and break bread on Rish Chodesh, a woman doesn't have it on Yontif either. So Zok, Reb Kiveg, it's a Mefurish Gemara. Hadar Dina, Shmuel Zalacha, that if a woman would forget to say Yalav V'Yavoi by benching on Yontif, she wouldn't bench again. Zok, Reb Kiveg, that I'm saying my Chiddush only by Yontif. I'm not saying it by Shabbos. Why not? What's the difference? Shabbos is also a mitzvah Sasei Shazman Gerama. What's the makar that you have a mitzvah to have Oinik Shabbos? It's learned out from the Karos of the Shabbos Oinik. It's learned out from a Pasuk. But the point is, it's a mitzvah Sasei Shazman Gerama. Shabbos is once a week. So it's a mitzvah Sasei Shazman Gerama. So if it's a mitzvah Sasei Shazman Gerama, the Chur should be the same halach. But says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that I can't say. Because for that we have the Ran. What's the Ran? The Gemara says, Noshin Chayov is Bekiddush Hayoyim. Why? Because Iskish Schira Lashmira. Zocher is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi. That was by the first Aseres HaDibris. And Shomer is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi. That's what it says by the second Aseres HaDibris. The Mishnah Torah Patrus Veschanim. And Chazal say, Iskish Zechira L'Shmira. Just like women are Chayim and Shomer is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi. Because Shomer are the Lois HaSeis of Shabbos. And women are Chayim and all Lois HaSeis. So too, women are Chayim and Zocher is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, which is the mitzvah. Now, says the Gemara. So it's for that reason, Zocher Seyem Shabbos Akachet, which is the Makar, that you have to make Kiddush on Shabbos, women are Chayiv in Kiddush. Meaning, even though it's a mitzvah Sasei Shazman Gerama, women are going to be Chayiv. The Ran declares, what would be other mitzvah Saseis of Shabbos? Not the mitzvah of Kiddush, which is learned out from the Pasuk of Zocher Seyem Shabbos Akachet. What about any other mitzvah Sasei? Shvisas Behema, we spoke about it recently. Lechem Mishnah, Shalosh Sudos. These are all mitzvahs essays of Shabbos, but they're all also mitzvahs essays. Shaz Mangaroma. So Klez Daran, do you say Iskish Schira Lishmira? That if she's chayiv in Shomer, she's going to be chayiv in those mitzvahs, essays of Shabbos as well? Or maybe no. Maybe there's a distinction. Maybe she'll only be chayiv in Kiddush because the hekish is the pasuk of Zohar Zeh Meshabbos Lekadshai. That is the Makar to Kiddush. So that mitzvah she's going to be included in. But maybe the other mitzvah's not. Regardless, it's a machlekes Ran or Rabbeinu Tam. And the Ran says, no, women are chayiv in Lechem Mishnah, the chayiv in Shalosh Sudos. Shvisas Behema, all mitzvahs asays, because the hekish of Ishkish Shchir Lishmira isn't limited to the mitzvahs essay that's learned from the pasuk of Zochas Yom Shabbos Akach, but it's true for all mitzvahs. If that's the case, as Rabbi Kivega, women would have the mitzvah of Karasal Shabbos Zoynik. If they have the mitzvah of Karasal Shabbos Zoynik, so she has the same chi of Suda, she has the same chi of Suda, she would have the same obligation to go ahead now and to bench and then say benching over again if she forgets to say Ritze. But says Rabbi Kivega, where I'm saying my chiddush is regarding Yontif. Because Yontif, you don't have the hekish of Schir Lishmira. So as it relates to Yontif, if it's a regular mitzvah, she has mangarava. If it's a regular mitzvah, she has mangarava. She has no chiv suda. If she has no chiv suda, it's like a man or a shchaydish. If you forget to say yalav yavi by benching, you don't have to bench again. If a woman forgets to say yalav yavi on yontif, she would not have to. She would not have to bench again. Says Rabbi Kivager. One more caveat that I have to tell you, and that is the witchapa nafkamina. You know witchapa nafkamina? Pesach. Very good. It would happen after Kamina on Pesach because Belel, I say there, a woman has a chiyuv. She has a chiyuv be'erev toichlu matzahs. And even though matzahs also mitzvahs, as she says in Mangarama, but the Gemara says, kol sheyeshnoi, anyone that's included in the Issa Chometz is included in the mitzvah matzah. So there she does have a chiyuv. Oh, there she has a chiyuv. So says Rabbi Kivega, that would happen after Kamina. So if she forgets to say yalav yavoi by benching, Belel, I say there, she would have to go back. But says Rabbi Kivega, other than the Leila Seder, where there's a chiyuv be'erev toichlu matzahs, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah. Other than that, says Rabbi Kivega, there'd be no such halacha. Then Rabbi Kivega's mafakvig. Maybe the chiyuv suda is related to the mitzvah simchas yontif, not to the mitzvah oinig yontif. Simchas yontif is already a whole sugi in the first parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Machlik is ramim raiva. What we paskin like, it's in a hashmata to the first. Oh, he's suffer. The Simon Aleph. Rabbi Kivega talks about that, but he brings rayas that simchas mechayiv yayin maybe, but simchas for sure not mechayiv suda. And benching is not on yayin. We don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. We paskin that you only bench on chameshes mine dog on bread. Bread, that's mitzad oynig, that's not mitzad simcha. If that's the case, on Shabbos she's chayiv because of the hekage of Zachar Lashama Duran in Perikol Kisvei Mesachta Shabbos. Yontif is a regular mitzvah essay shas mangarama. If it's a regular mitzvah essay shas mangarama, well, this is getting potted. Now, the truth is, this chiddush of Rabbi Kivega is the first tshuva and tshuva is Rabbi Kivega, and Rabbi Kivega says it for a double poshet, didn't seem to even hear another tzad, but all the achreinim argue with Rabbi Kivega. Some argue for this reason, some argue for that reason. There's a lot of raid on this Rabbi Kivega, but I'll just tell you one ha'ara that I heard from my good friend Levi Chomsky, who pointed out, and he told me that he found afterwards this kasha in the Zichron Shmuel. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky asked this kasha. But just one kasha, just one, it's not so much a question, but it's an implication, it's a ramification, l'chura, that's almost untenable, that would come out based on this chiddush of Rav Kivega. And that is, we know that women, they light candles Friday night, right, to usher in the Shabbos, and they do the same thing on Yontif as well. Why do you light candles on Friday night? What's the inyan of lighting candles? The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Hey, Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Ein Rishus. It's not a Rishus to light candles Friday night. Imratza Madlik, Vimratza Einay Madlik, V'lo Mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, like a good thing. She'einay Chayav Lerdacharel, like Eruvi Chatzeres, or Netil Zidayim La'achilo. Elo choyva, says the Rambam. Hadlokas neiris is a choyva. V'echad anoshim, v'echad anoshim, chayovim liyois bibotayim, ner dolok b'shabes. Afilu ein loy mayoichel. Even if a person has no food, shoyol ala psochim, v'loy keach shemen, umadlik esaner, says the Rambam. Why is the punchline? Why is it so important? It's not a rishus. It's not a mitzvah. It's a choyva, says the Rambam. This falls into the category of the most important things that a yid has to do. Not just that, the person doesn't have food, literally. Ein loy mayoichal. He has to be shoyel al apsochim, to buy shemen, to be madlik asaner. Why? It says the Rambam, shezeh bichlal oynik Shabbos. Because it says, v'karosol Shabbos oynik. And Shabbos is so important that you be betaynik. If a yid's going to be sitting in the dark
on Shabbos. Was for oinigidos? V'karosol Shabbos oinigis mechayv. Then the Rambam says mechayv levorich koydem adloka. Baruch ato Hashem alikenu melech ha'olam. Hashekid yishono b'mitzvoitzev etzivonu lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. But regardless, the Rambam says that why do you light candles before Shabbos? It's because there's a mitzvah of oinig. It says v'karosol Shabbos oinig. The Rambam says it again in Perek Lamed in Hilcha Shabbos. He says it there ba'arucha l'shoinei azov shal Rambam is beautiful. And then he says it again in Hilchas Yontif. In Hilcha Shvisis Yontif Perek Vav says the Rambam k'shem shemitzvah l'chabit Shabbos u'l'ango kach kol yomim toivim shenemel k'toish Hashem b'chubit v'chol yomim toivim nemem b'mikra kodesh v'charbi'arnu says the Rambam. So just like there's a mitzvah of oinig Shabbos, is a mitzvah of oinig Yontif. And then the Rambam says, you want to know what Hilchas oinig Yontif? It's very simple. Take a look at Hilchas Shabbos. I don't have to go through this again. Whatever Hilchas Kibbut and Hilchas Oinig is in Shabbos, that's what it's going to be in Oinig as well. But the point is, when you light candles Friday night or Yontif night, you're doing it because there's a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is Oinig Shabbos. So Frank Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, my good friend Levi Chomsky, he said, if that's the case, that Luchura, the Rambam Shita we know is that if a woman does a mitzvah eshes as man gerama, she can't make a bracha. Not she doesn't have to make a bracha. She's not allowed to make a bracha. A woman does not make a bracha. There's two minhagim in Klal Yisrael, the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim. It's based on the Pesach and the Mechab and the Ramah. It's based on the Machloikis between the Rambam and the Bali Toysis. The Bali Toysis held that a woman makes a bracha on a mitzvah session as mangarama. The rise from Rabbi Yosef. But the Ramshita is not that way. Ramshita is that if a woman does a mitzvah session as mangarama, she's not allowed to make a bracha. According to Rabbi Kiveger, that oinig yontif is a mitzvah session as mangarama. So if a woman lights candles yontif by night, she shouldn't be able to make a bracha. How can you hear such a chiddush? Can't be. No one ever said something like this. You want to tell me that if she forgets to say yalav yavoy by benching, no one's going to have a major issue with that. She doesn't have to bench again? I hear. Good, that's a tshuvah from Kiveger. It's not so tucked away. It's the first tshuva, but this is Rabbi Kiveger's chiddush. Okay, it's not so practical. Whatever, it's fine. But that a woman, according to the Rambam Shita, and if you go through Rabbi Kiveger's tshuva, he's saying it all in the Rambam. So it come out that like the Rambam, there should be such a chiddush. First of all, it can't be. Why? Because it can't be. And besides, the Rambam should have said it. Rambam Hilchas Yontif says, you want to know my halachas? Just take a look at what I wrote in Hilchas Shabbos. No, it's not so simple. Hilchas Shabbos, the Freyan, they're the ones that light, they're the ones that make the bracha. Memelo. But on Yontif L'chayr, it's a big problem. Now, he said, maybe you could say, you could be madchik, that when a woman lights, she's not just lighting for herself, she's lighting for you also. And being that you have a chiv, so maybe she's doing it for you. I hear it. That's maybe an etzah. But what about an almana? What about a grusha? What about a woman who's not lighting for anybody else? What if she's lighting for herself? There is no other person. So on Shabbos, she can make the bracha because that's isker schir l'shmira. We don't look at it as a mitzvah that she's potter from, that she's getting schar from, as an enemy of a. In this case, it's going to be a real chiv. Either way, that's the first aura. The second aura, I guess we'll see the third aura ready for tomorrow, and that is that the second aura is that the Gemara was, we began the daf with Rabbi Eliezer's statement. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? Kol shalayama eretz chem de toiv rechav v'birchas aretz. U'malchus beis David b'boinu Yerushalayim. If you don't mention Malchus beis David b'boinu Yerushalayim, the halach is you're not going to be yoitza, you're not going to be yoitza your chiyuv benching. The Rambam brings this halacha in Hilchis Brachas. And the Rambam says as follows. He says, Bracha Shlishis, Peseach Barachim Hashem Alekeinu Ayisrael Amecha Vayishalai Mirecha, Oi, Nachameinu Hashem Alekeinu Vayishalai Mirecha, Vechoysem Baboyne Yerushalayim, Oi, Menachim Amoy, Bevinyin Yerushalayim. Ulufichach Nikras Brachas Unachama, we had in the Gemara yesterday. The Gemara calls this the Brach of Nechama. Vechomi Shalayam, Malchus Beis David Bebrachazu, says the Rambam, if somebody doesn't mention Malchus Beis David Bebrachazu, Lo Yotzi Yedei Chayvasa. Here's the punchline. Why? Mibneshihi Ingena Bracha. Because Malchus Beis David is part and parcel of Yerushalayim. She'ein nechama gemura ela b'chazaris Malchus Beis David. Because we're not going to have the full nechama until Malchus Beis David. She'ein nechama gemura ela b'malchus Beis David. Somehow Malchus Beis David is a critical part. It's a critical part of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim without Malchus Beis David is something, but it's not the Nechama Gemura. So when we, David, Uvnei Yerushalayim, Rav Kodesh, B'mher B'yameinu, said Rabbi Eliezer, you have to mention Malchus Beis David. Why? Why is it so important to mention Malchus Beis David? Because with asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nachem, this is the Broch of Nachem. That's what this is. And we're asking Hashem for Yerushalayim. You need Malchus Beis David. Because if we have Yerushalayim, we don't have Malchus Beis David, it's Iker Chaser. Ein Nechama Gemura, Ela B'Chazaris, Malchus Beis David. The Brisker Rav, in Sefer.
This is a Chindushe Maron Riz Halevi Ala Torah. It's at the very end. It's on Tehillim. On the Pasuk Mizmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. The Briskerov brings this Rambam, and he brings Rayas to the Rambam from Tanakh. Briskerov varfs Tanakh in this piece the way he varfs Rambams throughout his shtikloch. It's unbelievable. Pasuk after Pasuk, Malachim this, Malachim that. Off the charts with Bekias in Nach and explaining different psukim based on this idea. The concept of there's no such thing as Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is incomplete without Malchus Beis David. One of the things that the Brisker Rav says is with this you can understand why in Shemayna Esrei. So when we say the bracha of Yerushalayim Mircha, Yerushalayim Mircha Barachman Tashuv, Vesishkan Besoycha Kasher Dibartuv, Ne Oysa Bekar Bimein Bin Yanoilam, Vichisei David Avdacha Mehera Lesoycha Tachin. So you davening for Yerushalayim. And you throw in, it's Pasha, you do this every day, a few times. V'chisei David avdecha meheira l'soicha tachin. You mentioned Malchus, why do you mention Malchus Beis David Yerushalayim? She said, why not? David for Malchus Beis David. It's the next bracha. Esemach David avdecha meheira, see everything there? The next bracha is Esemach David avdecha meheira satzmiach v'karni Torah b'shu azecha. You're asking Hashem for Malchus Beis David, Mashiach ben David. That's what you're asking for. So the next bracha, there's a whole bracha that, imagine the middle saying, Atochoinen, so you might as well throw in Slachlo. What are you throwing in Slachlo for? It's coming up. You'll get there in a second. You have to throw in, it doesn't make sense. So you're talking about Yerushalayim, Mircha, Brachman, Tashuv, and Mitamol, you have the Chisei David, Avdecha, Meher, Seicha, Tochen, said the Brisker of, because it's not shayich to have Yerushalayim on Malchus Beis David. So there's two mentions of Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David is a bracha farzich. We're davening for Mashiach. That's a semach David avdecha. The Yeshua should come, the ultimate Yeshua. Not a small Yeshua. That's Goel Yisrael. The real Yeshua. The Yeshua of Malchus Beis David. That's a semach David avdecha. But in the bracha of Yerushalayim Mircha, you also have to mention it. Just like you have to say it, Rabbi Eliezer said in the bracha of Uvenei Yerushalayim in benching, said Maron Rizalevi, you have to say it also in the brach of Yerushalayim Mirchen Shmai Nasr. It's the same thing. Haflo fellow. It's Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. Rabbi Eliezer said that if someone's saying the brach of an Yerushalayim, Tzarech Sheyasker Malchus Beis David, it's the same thing. You're davening Yerushalayim Mircha. And it's the same svara because there's no Nechama Gemura without the mentioning of Boinei Yerushalayim.